Spoznamo jih po stilu oblačenja, po pogledu, ogledujejo si zgradbe, mesto, obnašajo se kot tujci. Ni razlike med tujci, ki prihajajo k nam, in diasporo. Oblečeni so zelo prepoznavno. Bermudice, čeveljčki, svetovna očala ali draga smučarska oprema, s katero se sprehajajo po mestu. Razvijajo svojevrstno govorico. Materin jezik mešajo z jezikom države, v kateri bivajo. Najbolj smešno je slišati starše, to so naši ljudje, ki svoje otroke nagovarjajo angleško, francosko, nemško, pač v jeziku dežele, v kateri živijo.
To je to, to je diaspora. To je diaspora.
We recognize them by the way they dress, by their look. They look at the buildings, they do sightseeing, they behave like foreigners. There is no difference between foreign visitors and diaspora. They dress very distinctively, shorts, shoes, designer sunglasses, or expensive skiing equipment in which they walk around the city. They develop a unique language. They mix their mother tongue with the language of the country they live. The funniest of all are parents, people from here who talk to their children in English, French, German, in the language of the country they live.
To je to. To je diaspora. To je diaspora.
Obstoja več vrst migracij. Ilegalne, legalne, ekonomske, politične. Treba jih je ločiti. Nekatere teorije, nekateri filozofi pravijo, in tako je tudi moje mnenje, če bi vsi ljudje na svetu lahko potovali kamorkoli bi si želeli, nas ne bi bilo več. Človeštvo bi izumrlo, pobili bi se med sabo.
Izjava vodi oddelka za državno mejo, sektor mejne policije, Ministrstvo za notranje zadeve, Republika Slovenija.
There are various kinds of migrants, illegal, legal, economic and political. You have to make a distinction. If all the borders were open and people could go wherever they wanted, some philosophers say that in this case the human race would become extinct. People would devour each other.
A statement from the head of the Department for State Borders within the Border Police Sector.